Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. We got 24 and a half more minutes on the program today on this Wednesday. It's August the what?
August 7th.
August 7th.
Seems like we just finished with the 6th. It's amazing.
You know, you're right, Steve. Yeah. The 6th just blew by, didn't it?
Before you know it, it's going to be August 26th and my birthday.
Is it? Really? Well,
it is.
We can't forget that.
And we will.
You will.
We probably will, but let's try not to forget it. Listen, we three guys we probably need to pitch in, get Ed some kind of birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
you're looking at the wrong person because giving is not a love language of mine, nor do I believe it should be in there.
And I don't need anything. Thanks.
Yeah, right. That's what your wife tells you every year too, right? And you believe her?
I don't get birthday presents. I'm serious. I tell my wife.
Good morning, Steve Paisley Jordan.
Good morning, everybody.
Our Steve Cheapskate Jordahl.
Yeah, that's right. When your wife tells you, I don't need anything for my birthday.
Oh, no.
No, I clipped out a $5 Domino's coupon the other day, and it's coming your way, whether you want it or not. Yes, $5 off a large.
Yeah. Which in Biden's economy is still $25.
For a pizza?
It'll buy you a slice.
You know what's so funny when you... when you go to a vacation spot or you travel to tourist destinations.
They know.
Like Alice and I, you know, we went to Boston a couple of weeks ago for our 40th anniversary and traveled around in the outskirts. Anyway, things were twice as high as we're used to paying back home where we live. Now, part of that maybe is...
it's taxes.
But yeah, it's taxes. But I'm just saying, wherever you go... if you go to an amusement park, you know, or you go to a professional baseball game, you know, they're going to have $8 hot dogs today.
Right.
I'm just saying things are crazy. But you're not sensitized. You numb yourself when you go on a trip like
most
we've been on.
Most people do. I've traveled with one person that does not numb themselves.
Well, of course, I mean, we got a little more disposable income because all our kids are gone and, you know, out of a house like Wesley.
He's
one of the three that got out of the house and supporting his own stuff.
Oh.
And he's the one now struggling.
Make
ends meet.
But I'm just saying that it when you're in our position in life, you don't feel the impact of prices as much as somebody who has three kids.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So a meal that would have cost $40 for us to eat dinner or $50 back home cost $80 to $100.
Right.
But when you go on vacation, I think you psychologically sort of
prepare yourself.
Yeah. You're gonna be
ripped off.
You're gonna be ripped off, but you're gonna be happy.
I'm gonna enjoy it.
But I'm gonna enjoy being that's what I'm saying. You can enjoy being ripped off.
Yeah.
Because you're on vacation.
Oh, listen, just all the people out there listening who've gone to Disney World.
Yeah.
They know exactly what you're talking about.
You walk through those doors, and you're going to pay $10 for
$25
a big
to park
Coke.
The
car. Yeah, huh? We just got a snack for the day. How much was that for three people? $99.
Yes,
it was on sale. It had a discount.
Yes.
Buy two,
I had a
Coke, get one free.
Yeah, I had a Coke and popcorn and a hot dog, and it was $27. I feel good about it. All right, so Steve.
Yes, sir.
Last night I sent around a very important story.
It was.
It was a video which Brent Creeley, our producer, is about to post. Where are you going to post it?
On Facebook, our Facebook page.
Our Today's Issues Facebook page.
That is correct.
And it was I guess she's an Olympian. No, she's a, let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Tell us about her.
Well, I got to get her name because I...
Katie
Ledecky. She's the most decorated, one of the most decorated Olympians in U.S. history, swimming history.
She's kind of like Michael Phelps and the boys.
Yes.
In a way.
Yeah, yes.
Maybe not quite that decorated, but she's won 7 gold medals. in swimming.
Yes, she started. This is her third Olympics, I believe. She started as a teenager. Now she's kind of the dean of the women swim team.
If you want to see something more amazing than any of the athletic competition, going on in the Olympics, go watch this video which we just posted at today.
Now, when you shared that, the headline, I thought this was a gaffe or a joke or I don't know, AI or some type of made up video. Right. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
AI.
What are you not the AI part. What are you guys talking about?
The video? You haven't seen the video?
No. Well, what video are we talking about?
We're talking about a video of Katie Ledecky who decides she's showing the technique swimmers use to keep
still. Wait a minute, Steve. Hold on a second. This is bothering me.
Yes,
hold
sir.
Hold on a second. Ed, I sent this to you last night with other people. I'm hurt that you haven't watched it.
Yeah, what time
you
did
you care
send
about
it?
What I send you?
What time did you send it? That's what I want to know.
It evidently doesn't matter.
I'm going to give y'all another 30 seconds, and I'm going to remind y'all that we're on radio. Okay.
I do not
have it. I don't know. I do not.
Okay, well, look what it is. It's her.
She's swimming. She holding. Has she got balancing on
chocolate
her?
Milk.
She's oh, got my a gla- goodness. While she's swimming?
Yes. She's got a glass of chocolate milk, and she swims the length of the pool with it on her
probably
head.
A minute and a half. About a minute worth of swimming.
She's about
now,
to be
done. Now, I see why you guys are amazed.
Look at that.
I can't believe that.
And then she...
Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
Look how it finishes.
I wouldn't balance a chocolate milk on my head walking from the refrigerator to the sink in my kitchen.
Right, without having disaster strikes.
Yes.
So Katie Ledecky's in the pool. She has a snorkel so she can breathe. And what she does is she takes a glass of chocolate milk, she puts it on the top of her head as she's swimming the freestyle face down, arm over arm, freestyle method, and she swims the entire length of the pool with that chocolate milk perched on her head, doesn't spill a drop, gets to the end, and takes a sip.
That is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
Isn't it?
I do not have it, Tim. I'm sorry. I know it makes you feel bad, but I do not have it anywhere.
You didn't get it?
I did not get it.
Okay. Well, I'll resend it to you.
That is fascinating. I'll also say one other thing about the Olympics, since we are talking about at least someone who is in the Olympics. Somebody sent around, it might have been you, Tim, make you feel better, this synchronized swimming, the U.S. ladies.
Yeah.
And they did some song from Michael Jackson. I don't know. It was I don't remember what the song was. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just blown away by it.
What, synchronized swimming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I tried out, but
for the ladies' team?
No.
We don't
No. I know we don't. But it was anyway.
There's a Saturday Night Live skit from years ago of Martin Short and somebody doing the synchronized swimming, and he's wearing the nose clips and the wing floaties because he can't swim.
Yeah. It was, I'll tell you what, the athletes on display at the Olympics, it really is breathtaking to see the kind of not only raw talent but the dedication that takes them to these kinds of heights.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
All is not well, though, in Paris. We have there's a group called Citizen Go that is kind of protesting. You remember the opening ceremonies where they mocked Christ and the Last Supper and everything.
Right.
Well, these people, Citizen Go's, written an open letter, and they've collected some 380,000.
Are they Parisians?
No, they're British, I think.
Okay.
Because the video I saw, and I didn't have time to load it, it was pretty noisy anyway, they were speaking English with a British accent, which made it sound all that more dramatic.
Yes.
But they were driving...
sound like Hamlet.
They were driving a bus around Paris, and the bus had an image of the Last Supper by Da Vinci, and then it had an image, a picture of the Last Supper mockery from the opening ceremonies, and the bus said, "Stop attacks on Christians."
Yeah.
They're driving the bus around Paris. The police pull them over and arrest them and throw them in jail. Six of their team were forced to spend the night in jail for denouncing the Olympic opening ceremonies. Three of their women, they write, were forced to undress so the police could, quote, look for drugs. So the arrest comes as Citizen Go has gathered 380,000 signatures demanding the International Olympic Committee issue an apology for the opening ceremonies. French authorities reportedly demanded that they remove the messaging from the side of the bus. So free speech, not so much in vogue.
En vogue. Well, now, let me just say this. Absolutely, by the way, not in defense of France. But their laws are different than ours. And this is, folks, this is why America is so pivotal in the war against oppression and in the fight for the defense of natural rights and natural law. America is so pivotal because we have the most freedom and liberty of maybe any nation in history.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You are allowed to say what you want to say in this country, in France and in the UK. You can be arrested. I guarantee you they were being arrested because they had posted the mockery. You had these drag queens posing as members of as the apostles in this famous painting by Da Vinci. I guarantee they were arrested because they were criticizing drag queens. And you can't get away with that in that country. And now it is still an outrage. Okay, but I'm just wanting people in this country to remember what we're fighting for in this nation. We talk about the quote-unquote progressive, radical, secular humanist left, the God haters. That's what they want to do to you. In Canada, you could not have a program like this.
The United States is the first country, I believe, in the history of mankind that is centered around individual freedoms.
Yes.
Other countries in history, for sure, and even socialist countries and even some of the more democratic countries, they think in terms of their government and the people are the collective that serve the government.
Right.
And you're forced into a draft, for example. You have to fight for your country. All of these things, they can put these burdens on you because the goal of the country is to preserve the power of the country, and they rise and fall as a country. The Roman Empire was all about the Roman Empire. It wasn't about individual Romans. The United States, because of the way our founders founded the country, it's about us. It's about me and my individual freedoms, and the government serves me.
It exists to protect those rights.
To protect those rights.
Natural rights.
And to serve me, to get my defense, to organize my community, to pave my streets, to do all those kind of things. And, yes, they go overboard. They do things that they shouldn't do. But every other country that and there could be some exceptions. Don't hold me to this firmly. But other countries are set up so that the government is the pinnacle. That's the reason they – people serve the government. And that's the beauty of our way of life. And that's what the people like the Democrats, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, want to kind of take away. They want to replace the individual freedoms with more government control.
But that's not what he'll say, right? Walz, he's doing it for everybody's freedom and liberty.
Yes. Yeah, he's all in favor of minding your own business.
Until COVID.
Yeah.
Don't we have some audio?
It's funny. Yes, funny you bring that up. So
I did it on purpose.
I know. This is a clip of Tim Walz the other day, just yesterday, I believe it was, in one of his first appearances with Kamala Harris. And he is talking about they're making abortion the centerpiece of their campaign. Roe v. Wade was overturned, and it's the travesty of all. We're going to go ahead and put back if – much as we can, we're going to reinstall the right to kill your child. So he says, Tim Walz is making this about privacy. We mind our own business. Well, immediately after he says this, I put these two clips together. You're going to hear a phone number that Tim Walz set up in Minnesota during COVID, where if you wanted to report your neighbor for not obeying COVID guidelines, masking guidelines, and distance. This is the number you would call. So listen to cut two.
Some of us are old enough to remember when it was Republicans who were talking about freedom. It turns out now what they meant was the government should be free to invade your doctor's office. In Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and their personal choices that they make. Even if we wouldn't make the same choice for ourselves, there's a golden rule. Mind your own business.
Hello, you have reached the Department of Public Safety stay-at-home hotline. The information you leave is considered public information. At the tone, please leave the following information: your name, your callback number, how the stay-at-home order is being violated, and where the stay-at-home order was violated. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up.
All right. So, first of all, I despise the pro-abortion argument that Tim Walz was making in this speech. We're going to hear a lot of it.
Yep.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, the vice president-elect, vice presidential candidate. And here's why I despise it. We want you to mind your own business, and we want you to be free to do whatever you want, unless you're an unborn child, and then we're going to dismember you and vacuum out the pieces. And that's horrifying, okay? But that's the reality. Now, let me just lay that out on a nutshell. We'll get to the horrible COVID call here in just a second, too, but let me just lay out the difference between the two parties or the two sides of this issue. The pro-abortion people focus on the mother and say she has the freedom to do whatever she wants, even if she has to kill the baby. The pro-life side says you cannot ignore the baby, and we're focusing on that baby's right to live and to have freedom in the future and to make decisions for his or herself. And we think we should protect the life of that baby all the way up until birth. Okay, so that I'll leave it here, and people can jump in wherever they want. But that, we're going to hear that argument a lot going forward. It's all about the freedom of the woman. Folks, remember that there's an unborn child there.
Let me tell you, that plays well.
Yeah,
it does. With a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because you avoid it's a disingenuous discussion and debate, but the soundbite of mind your own business, you heard them roar.
Yeah.
That type of messaging, using those specific words, apart from the subject at hand, a lot of the messaging is agreed universally, even across party platforms. Just the phrase, take out the debate of the topic. If you came in the room and I said, hey, just mind your own business, you know?
Yeah.
Most people go, well, that's true. That's doing whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
You want to be left alone. You know,
well, America, we respect other people's, that we have our own yards.
Right. Yeah. Right. Private property.
Yeah. I mean, individual choices.
Individual choices. Those types of things. Yeah. So using those phrases.
Oh, it works.
It works every time.
It works every time. That's why it's the burden. It's difficult on us as pro-life people because we have to get past that first to be able to discuss the heart of the matter.
This is funny, not funny, but that Kamala needs him to some degree because she can't communicate that well.
No, I agree. Really, that's going to be a problem.
Well, see, here's the thing. There is no moral difference between the Holocaust of the children that we are killing in the womb and the Holocaust of the Jews being murdered in Europe in the 30s. So what if you were in Europe and someone says they're killing Jews, they're rounding up parents, women and children and men, and they're putting them in gas chambers, they're killing them there. And the argument from the government was, well, mind your own business.
Yeah.
Steve,
the moral equivalency is there. Yes, it's killing of innocent human being. I'm just telling you that in the course of discussion for the American public, it's harder when it's out of sight, out of mind. Number one, right? I mean, we don't ever see videos of what goes inside an abortion.
Right.
It's been 10 years. They remember the videos that were released 10 years ago, the series of them over a couple months where they actually did.
Yeah, but they're going to get it. Anyway, I just think I don't think it's right, but I think I'm not so, politically speaking, I'm not so sure how much that matters anymore, that as a big national issue. I think what I'm talking about, Roe versus Wade being overturned, I do think the Democrats exploited that in 2022 They mischaracterized what the Supreme Court said. All the Supreme Court said was that the abortion laws will be decided by the states. That's all they said.
Right.
They didn't ban abortion nationwide, but the Democrats exploited that to make it sound like the Supreme Court had, and the Republicans were going to ban abortion nationwide. They did that to scare people. A lot of people who...
It did drive turnout, I think.
Yeah,
I think it hurt turnout.
It was a net loss for the Republicans at the voting ballot in 2022. I don't think that matters so much anymore because I think...
We're going to find out because that's going to be a centerpiece of their campaign. Yeah. That and January 6th, they're going to keep alive and hammering that because they don't have any accomplishments to run on.
Yeah, I know. They don't have a lot to run on. And I tell you what's simmering out there, guys. We last 4 minutes to talk about the end of the world here. can we discuss the end of the world?
End of the show, end of the world?
End of the world. We've got a very contentious situation. We got several hot spots around the world that could spiral, quote, out of control. And you got Iran and Israel, which is on high alert, right?
Right.
And Ukraine and Russia, that's not going away, and it seems to be intensifying. I saw where Ukraine fired into Russia, and you know what I'm saying?
That yeah.
There's some talk of them trying to take out
China wants
Vladimir
to
Putin.
Beat Taiwan. He's got 3 months. They have 3 months.
Yeah. And now we have a leaderless United States of America, basically,
mm-hmm.
on the world stage. I mean, Biden, I don't know why Biden hangs around. I don't know
why. Isn't that crazy that he's technically still president of the United States?
But he really has little power.
Technically. He is.
Well,
whether he's
Here's the headline. Admittedly, it's from Fox. Biden hunkers down in White House with no public events on schedule again. That's just going to be what he does. He's not going to go out and campaign for Kamala Harris.
Former President Trump yesterday said, I don't know, he said Biden's going to try to come back at the convention.
Yeah, well, he can. She's already won.
They've already.
Kamala Harris.
She hasn't. They
signed it today or yesterday.
Yeah, they voted her in.
Oh, you mean they took his delegates and gave
it
to her?
Yes. And okay. they voted. She's now the nominee.
I know it's a small circle there, but don't you got to feel robbed if you're part of the Biden family?
I'm sure there's a lot of bitterness
after years and years of robbing everybody else. I'm not so sure.
No, I don't. There's no sympathy there at all.
Well, Bo, when it all comes down to it, he stepped aside voluntarily. He didn't have to. Nobody could tell him what to do.
Well. We don't know, and I hate to put this hat on.
With you on that.
Who knows whether he was threatened.
He's the president of the United States. There's nobody above him.
That's not the point.
Listen, what if they told him the 25th Amendment.
I'd say bring it.
Yeah. He'd lose. He'd be
embarrassed. Well, bring it on anyway.
Okay.
If you believe you're righteous.
Yeah.
If Biden believes he's being unjustly treated, he had his chance to stand up to the bullies, and he didn't. He said, I'll bow out.
Sure. I'm just saying he was pressured.
He gave in to the pressure when he didn't have to.
Right. Well, okay. we're out of time.
Well, they got to cut these off?
I think the 25th Amendment, he would have been forcibly removed from office if the political... If the heads of the department, the secretaries.
Hurry up, you're running out of time.
All right, well, you brought it up at the end. If Kamala Harris and the secretaries and said, if you don't step down, we're going to remove you from office by going with the 25th Amendment, it'll be humiliating. I think Biden has no choice at that point. You don't want to be
humiliated. The Rolling Stones had an album called Sympathy for Biden. Remember that?
No.
We'll be back.